First of all, my good people, I apologize for not getting these suggested Lenten readings to your last Montgomery Sunday, but they are in this group of bulletins. And I earnestly suggest that you take a little time out to read these readings out of Scripture. And as always, I encourage you to read the bulletin, especially the spiritual part, but also the notes, because there are a lot of things of upcoming events and so forth that I forget to mention, but they are in the bulletin usually. A couple of announcements that aren't in the bulletin, which I made last Montgomery Sunday, but some of you were not here, and I also forgot to mention something. But first of all, through the grace of God, two of our young monks, Father Bernard and Father Joseph, are going to be ordained to the Holy Priesthood in April, the week after Easter Sunday. But unfortunately, Bishop McKenna cannot travel anymore in any way. So Father Sebastian, Father Bernard, and Father Joseph are going to travel up by car to Monroe, Connecticut for the ordination to diaconate on Wednesday of Easter week and ordination to priesthood on Friday of Easter week. Now, I know it sounds hopeful that now that we have two more priests, we will once again be able to have two priests coming to Montgomery. But unfortunately, for reasons of their own, Father Abbott and Father Sebastian insist that there will still be only one priest, myself, coming to Montgomery. So I continue to encourage you to practice patience and charity in the length of time it takes with confessions and the Mass and all. Look at it as a gift, something that we have extra to give our Lord, to help Him help souls who have no one to suffer for them, no one to pray for them, no one to care for them. After Mass this morning, there will be no Leonine prayers, but I will have the blessing with ashes, and everyone, man, woman, and child, Catholic and non-Catholic, is allowed and asked to come forward for the blessing with ashes. And then also after the ashes, after I wash my hands, for those who were not here last Montgomery Sunday and have not yet received the blessing of the throats, the St. Blaise blessing of throats, have that immediately following the blessing of ashes for all those who have not yet had it. And now, in spite of the lateness of the hour, there is something I would like to say in the way of a sermon. I will try to keep it short. Please bear with me. But first of all, I forgot, the little packets of blessed ashes are on the back table. Please help yourselves and take them home as sacramentals and spread them around your place or your house, or if you can't spread them around, if it's an apartment or something, just set them on a shelf somewhere or something, asking God's blessing on you and your house and your household. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. This Lenten season, I'm asking everyone to do something special. I'm asking each one of you to make a special effort to make the Passion of our Lord real to you, individually. Not something that happened to someone else, but that is happening to you personally. In your mind's eye, go into the Passion. Stand beside our Lord. Feel the spit running down your face. Feel the blood running into your eyes. Feel the thorns biting into your head. Feel the pain of the whip biting into your flesh. Feel the agony as you fall to your knees under the weight of the cross, and then struggle up again to stagger on a few more feet before you fall again. Stand beside our Lord and feel the ridicule, the laughter, the mockery as you're being made fun of. Something that too many people make the mistake of is thinking that because our Lord was God, the passion was somehow easier for him. No, on the contrary, it was harder. Because even though he set his divinity aside, he was still God. He still had the power of God. It would not have even taken an act of his will. It would rather have taken a suspension of his will, just a blink of an eye, and he could have annihilated all his problems. Think of it, to have that power and not use it. Could any of us have that patience, that humility? On the contrary, how often do we wish we had the power to anathemize our neighbor when they offend us, or even members of our family, anyone who dares cross us? So let us go into the passion of our Lord, especially when we're having a hard time, with patience or humility or anger or lust or whatever. Let us stand beside our Lord and carry the cross beside him, step by bloody step. God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.